Hi everyone, Jacques Tronje. In the previous session, I spoke on Jehoshaphat, one of the righteous kings of Judah. Now, you might have picked up something curious about what I said, as we have somewhat of an anomaly in Jehoshaphat's story. I said he was one of only a few kings who destroyed the high places. These high places, of course, were common amongst the Israelites and very often used for pagan worship. The scripture that says Jehoshaphat destroyed the high places is found in 2 Chronicles 17 verse 6. However, in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 33, as well as in 1 Kings 22 verse 44, it says that Jehoshaphat did not remove the high places. So here we have three scriptures seemingly contradicting each other. But remember, scripture does not contradict itself. That's what Satan and the skeptics and the doubters want you to think. First of all, let me give you some advice. If you do not understand something in scripture, here's what you do. First, you pray about it and you ask the Holy Spirit for guidance. Then you study the word and you compare the passage you are struggling with in various translations. For example, look at the Afrikaans and the English, or even the different English translations, compare them with each other. Very often this method provides a solution. Sometimes a bit of common sense is also needed in understanding. Also speak to a reputable leader, your minister or Bible study leader. And my valuable advice to you who are leaders: if someone asks you a difficult question that you do not know the answer to, don't just say the first thing that comes up in your mind. No, rather say, "I will look into it and I will get back to you." Then go and do just that. You owe it to yourself and to the other person to provide an honest and informed answer. But with these three seemingly contradictory scriptures, the solution might not be so simple. And we have to consider the answer that makes the most sense. And I want to offer a few solutions. First of all, there are people that say, remember, the high places were also used by the Israelites for sacrifices and worship to God. Yes, that's true, but this was more common in the pre-temple period. Jehoshaphat reigned well into the temple period, so I don't think it was that common anymore. The problem is the high places were very soon overrun with idol worship. The Israelites loved to mix Canaanite religion with the worship of God. And this is why these places were such an abomination in God's sight. And you can even see this in every verse that says the high places were not removed. There's a negative connotation to this. So I don't think that would be a plausible solution. We can, however, say that maybe Jehoshaphat removed some of the high places, but not all of them. Lastly, I want to suggest that Jehoshaphat removed the high places in the beginning of his reign, but at the end of his reign, they were starting to seep back into the country again. Jehoshaphat reigned for 25 years. That was a pretty long time. And for all practical purposes, his heart was with God. We see the report. His report was excellent. His heart was with God. Yes, it seems like he made some alliances with ungodly kings of Israel like Ahab, and God did not approve of this. But in general, Jehoshaphat stayed with God. We do, however, see in these verses that says he did not remove the high places, that the people kept on worshiping there. Not the king, the people. It seems like the sin is placed on the people and not on the king. So that to me would be a possible solution, that the people's hearts were going after these high places, straying away from God. But the king, although he initially attempted to remove the high places, at the end they were back in Judah again. I hope these few possible solutions give some insight and some guidance to you. May you keep well and may God bless you. Amen.